Episode 1330, Play on the Same Team.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend. That means it's Saturday, Relationship Builders Day. Come on, we got to get a stronger marriage, build an incredible foundation. Are you playing on the same team? Let's dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, I want to remind you that this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Yes, if you don't know about it already, you want to be on the list to be on the inside scoop. If you're on the Kisses newsletter, you've already signed up for that, then you will get the inside scoop. Also, continue listening here on the podcast because we've got some incredible surprises coming up around the corner. Okay, now with all of that out of the way, are you ready to talk about love and marriage? Come on, let's get it on. Okay, not that type of thing, but your marriage will blossom when you play on the same team. There's no need for bickering and pointing fingers. Get in the game. Because sometimes when we are drowning in our day, the person we should be lifting up and loving more, we are cutting down and slaughtering in pieces. Have you ever done that? I have. And sometimes too many times that we do that, right? Been there, done that. But you don't have to stay there. Okay. Some of us get into the habit and we create this influence in our life. We create this atmosphere and we're like, okay, well, when we come together, we're just going to fight. When we come together, I always have to be right. That's not a marriage built on a strong foundation. So you don't have to stay there. Of course, you are going to have those moments. You are going to have those days. However, when our tone of our relationship extinguishes the bond held before the chaos, you are in a mess and playing on the wrong team. It's the quickest way to get benched. You don't want to get benched. Come on. The game's just beginning. So we got to get in our game. We got to get our game on. When we look at the preparation for a team prior to a game, yes, you know it. Football season is in the house. I love it. I'm eating it up. If you're not watching with me today, yes, it's a big kickoff. Are you watching the number one Alabama play? Oh my goodness. I did. Oh, Louisiana, I believe it is. Okay, so that's for another episode. But we are talking about teams. And there is a relationship between football teams and marriage, believe it or not. They can coexist, especially if you have a husband that likes football and you like football. That's extra bonus points there. But what we're talking about here is when we want to play the game of life. And when you're a team goes through what? Preparation. You don't see the football players. I don't care if they're NFL, if they're collegiate athletes. They just don't show up on the field and are like, okay, let's play ball. It doesn't work that way. There's preparation. There's concentrated effort, tools, and strategies learned to implement during the game. They have a plan, right? You have a plan. So why don't we have a plan for the game of life, let alone the game of love? Marriage takes work. Concentrated effort on a daily basis. Did you hear that? A daily basis. Not when you feel like it, not when it's convenient, not when it's, oh my gosh, I think my marriage is on the rocks and now I'm going to start paying attention to it. It starts now before you get to that point. It's concentrated effort on a daily basis. It doesn't happen overnight, even though I wish it did, but it doesn't. So we need reminders. I need reminders. For example, my hubby was off for the day. This all happened yesterday. And he decided to help me clean the kitchen. Now, his way of cleaning is everything put away. And when I say everything, I mean everything. He doesn't want anything out on the counter. Now, I get that. I totally get that. But when you have five kids and life happens and I move very fast through my day, I go from one thing to the next. And sometimes I barely get enough time. I'm literally running from my bedroom through the kitchen, out to the garage to get in the car to go do the next thing. And it's nonstop. And so some things I leave out. Why? Because it's convenience and it saves me time. And if I'm using it two or three or four times in a day, then it probably should be left out because I don't have to take two or three more steps. Now, I get it. Sometimes, guys, close your ears if you're listening. I know they don't get it. Okay, some of you dads, you do get it. But most of the dads, no, you don't get it. And that's okay. But we as women, we structure our day-to-day activities and our responsibilities and our duties totally different than what a man does. So he has on his mind yesterday, I'm going to help my wife. I'm going to clean the kitchen for her and I'm going to put everything away. Well, I get it. I know he likes it that way, but it really upsets the flow of my day. So I had to stop and take a deep breath and remind myself that we're on the same team. You see, he wanted to put all the bottles, and I say all, there were probably four bottles of various cleaning solutions for your hands and dishes. One, there's an antibacterial one, which I don't like because I don't use antibacterial. I know, believe it or not, I don't. I use traditional, real good soap that washes away clean because otherwise it strips my skin and it's all for another episode. But he likes the antibacterial. And so he wants that. And I'm like, okay, fine. So the between just the two of us, and remember there's five other, you know, ones around. So we have those two. Then I have a couple others because maybe it's a scent and I want to bring warmth when I'm washing my hands and it's not antibacterial, but it's just clean and it, you know, it's more of a seasonal scent. And then we've got the dishwashing detergent, right? The one that you're going to do the dishes with. And I don't use that unless if I'm like drowning in grease or something, which I am once in a while, or if I'm doing egg batter and, you know, layering on, maybe doing fried chicken, something like that. So I really want to scrub my hands more, and then I'll go into the dish detergent and use that instead. But so he's wanting to put that all away, and I'm like, whoa, hold on. I said, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm putting this away. I said, why? He goes, do we really need all of these? Why can't we just have one, and when it's empty, we use another? I said, no, because you like antibacterial, and I like the other one, and some of the kids use this one. He's like, but why do we have to have them all? It just looks like it's a mess. I'm like, this is a day-to-day. You're not here all day like I am. I'm at this sink four or five times before you even walk into the house. Actually, that's probably just my morning routine. As many times as I'm at the kitchen sink. So why? Well, then again, I had to stop. I was like, oh, seriously? Are you really doing this? You're on the same team, which means I need to play on the same team. How much did those bottles really matter? Could I have compromised and not said anything? Oh, yes. But for some reason, I felt like I wanted to punch back. We get that way, right? That's real. That's being honest where you are. But remember, you have to play on the same team. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to play on the same team. It's not always about right or wrong. It's not about what you want and what he wants. There's a compromise in the game of love. And you have to realize it and be a willing participant in the game. So what does it look like? Number one, when you speak, use we or us. If you're sitting there talking about, I want this, I think we need to do that, don't you need to go and finish that up? Then we're pointing fingers, which also means what? We're placing blame. Because if you don't do that and you were supposed to do that, then you are the one at fault. If I was supposed to do that, then I am the one at fault. No one wants to be at fault, no matter what kind of relationship it is, but especially in marriage. And so we play this crazy game, stop with the I and the you and make it the we and the us. You are putting on a unified front for each other. Not just for the people around you watching, not for your children, but for each other. You and your hubby. That's so important. It's not about just you. It's about him too. So when you speak, use we or us. Number two. Be a willing participant in your marriage. It takes two. Now, I can hear you already. I'm doing it. Go back to number one. Use we or us. If you are in a relationship right now where the priority and the load primarily rest on your shoulders and you are doing the majority of the work, then guess what? you're becoming the role model. You cannot stoop down to their level and drop it, because if you start acting like I or you and start pointing fingers, you're losing the we and the us. You're not playing on the same team. Eventually, they'll catch on. And I would say go to your knees and pray for him specifically. Seriously, I'm not kidding about that. Because I hear that excuse all the time. Well, why should I have to do it if he's not willing to do it? You just told me we're a team. Yes, but sometimes there are other team players, have you noticed that? That don't want to play the game. And eventually they get turned around. If not, they're kicked off the team. And that's not really where you want to go. Because we're talking about love and marriage, working it out. So when you speak, use we or us. When you're playing the game and you're in the game, be a willing participant in your marriage. It does take two, but it also can start with you. One can start the game and you can draw your hubby in. It works. Trust me, I've done it. So you can do it too. And finally, number three, do life together. When you do life together, you win together. That's ultimately what we're doing. No one wants to lose the game of love. Have you actually gone to your spouse and said, you know, do you want to lose our marriage? Would you just like to, you know, break it off and kind of be done? That'd kind of be a really awkward conversation. Think back to when you were dating. Can you imagine having that conversation? Oh, sweetheart, you know, what if we just get married, but then we don't play as a team. We don't work together. We don't do anything that really works for us as a unit. Then why get married? Think about it. Seriously. Sometimes we overthink stuff that is so common sense, but we have to start putting our common sense into practice and stop being lazy. Stop pointing the fingers and making it all about the other person, your spouse. No, you need to take responsibility. Use we and us, be a willing participant, and do life together. It's time to win the game of love. Your marriage is worth it. Now, I get it. It's not easy, because my whole situation about the bottles on the sink, that just happened not even 24 hours ago. And I still, when I was writing this, I was like, really, this is real. And some people would say, Christiane, it's like not a really big deal. It's not a really big deal until it happens every other hour in your day. And then it becomes a big deal. You see, our reactions in life become habits. And if I'm upset about bottles of dishwashing detergent or hand washing detergent, then who knows what's going to show up next on the flip side? And if I just become this person that's like, oh, you know what? I want it my way. He doesn't get it. There's got to be some compromise in it. It's the game of love. There's compromise in that game. And you have to be willing to play, though, on the same team. And that's where we're losing. Because it's all about the you or the me, and it's not about the we. If you want to get on the same team, but you're really not sure how to start, where to start, maybe you're in the middle of a battle right now. Maybe you've been benched and you feel like your marriage is falling apart. Click on the link in the show notes. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. When you click on that link, I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. You actually get to talk with me. Every single time I talk with someone, their response is, oh my gosh, this is actually you. I'm like, yeah. It's me. Nothing big. It's me. You hear me, yes, on the podcast every day, but now I'm talking to you because you matter. Your marriage matters. So if you're in a place that you need some help, don't hesitate. Click on that link. Take aim in the show notes. You're worth it. Your marriage is worth it. It's time to play on the same team. Are you ready? Come on. Go get your tailgating stuff out. I know you got it. You've got some goodies. You got the chips and salsa. Maybe you got your favorite drinks. Maybe you're going to spike a few of those favorite drinks. Just don't give it to the children. Have fun. I hope you have a blessed Labor Day weekend. Go kick it off and play on the same team. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.